Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Steve Migs, it's time for you to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who might be playing along at home, Robbie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do it.
How many days are in 1 week?
7.
Yes. Who says only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
Correct. Which college football bowl game has been played in Miami since 1935?
Orange Bowl.
Yes. Which system of the human body protects you from disease and infection?
Endocrine.
No.
Limbic.
No.
Pass.
In what decade did J.R.R. Tolkien publish The Hobbit?
30s.
Yes. Which animal is known as the wild dog from Australia?
Dingo.
Yes. Jack Skellington and Sally the Ragdoll are characters from what movie?
Pass.
In what mid-2000s year did YouTube launch?
2004.
No.
5.
Yes. Who played Corbin Dallas in The Fifth Element?
Bruce Willis.
Correct. How many United States grow coffee?
How many United States grow coffee?
Yes.
6.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct there, Robbie. Very well done.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Here comes Steve.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. I missed you guys.
Are you ready, though?
Showtime.
How many days are in 1 week?
It's been 1 week. 7.
Yes. Who says only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
He does. Which college football bowl game has been played in Miami since 1935?
The Rose Bowl?
No.
The Citrus Bowl?
No.
What the hell is that bowl?
The Gator Bowl.
No. Which system of the human body prevents you from disease and infection?
Which system? The immune.
Yes. What? In what decade did J.R.R. Tolkien publish The Hobbit?
What decade?
Mm-hmm.
80s.
No.
Oh, crap. 60s?
No.
50s?
No.
Damn
Which
it.
Animal is known as the wild dog from Australia?
Cujo.
No.
A shepherd.
No.
Sheepdog.
No. Jack Skellington and Sally the Ragdoll are characters from what movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes. In what mid-2000s year did YouTube launch?
What
mid-2000s year?
2004.
No.
2005.
Correct. Who played Corbin Dallas in The Fifth Element?
That would be Bruce Willis.
Yes. How many United States grow coffee?
How many United States grow coffee? 3.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a loss. I'm so sorry, sir. 7-6. Congratulations, Robbie.
Let's go!
Wow!
Oh, rough day today. Two ties and a loss.
You were so close. You said the Citrus Bowl. It's the Orange Bowl. Was the game that's been played in Miami since 1935. The Hobbit was published in the 1930s.
Yeah, I know. I realized as I was guessing. I'm like, wait, Zeppelin has a song where they reference it. It definitely wasn't the 80s.
The wild dog from Australia is the dingo.
The dingo warrior.
And the United States, two of these states grow coffee. And I believe it's California and Hawaii.
Okay.
Congratulations on losing.
Don't congratulate me.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
If you are a huge Seattle sports fan, we would love for you to call in right now because we have a simple question to ask. 206-803-ROCK. If you love Seattle sports, we have a very simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask the simple question after Foo Fighters. Over the weekend, Shane Wright of our Seattle Kraken was being interviewed after the game by Hockey Night in Canada.
Big win after beating the Edmonton Oilers.
Felt pretty good.
Hell yeah.
But then they were bringing up how most of the Kraken players were wearing Mariners jerseys last week in support of our guys being in the ALCS against the Blue Jays.
All right, let's go off the ice. The Kraken arrive at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto last Saturday, adorned in Mariners jerseys.
You already know. He knows exactly where this question's going. Like, you can even see it on Shane Wright's face. He's just like, oh, here we go.
In support of Seattle against the Jays in the ALCS here in Ontario, boy. And it was duly noted by the Jays, who invited you to throw out the first pitch at a game next season. The invite stands, but did they get the rest of it wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I didn't wear the jersey in. There's guys in the, everyone on the team can vouch for that.
How dare you, Shane Wright? I cannot believe you turned your back on the Seattle Mariners.
It was, I think, me, Karts, and Wentz are the only guys who didn't wear the Mariners jersey, but...
Three of them need to be traded.
Yeah.
So it was him, Karts, Ty Cartier, and then I don't know who the other guy, Wentz?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean.
So you made a conscious decision not to.
Yes.
Because you're an Ontario boy.
I did. Yeah. I did. I chose not to wear it.
I saw some comments, man. There are some people that were like legitimately, at least on social media, sounded very angry with him.
Oh my God, people need to lighten up.
They even prefaced by saying you're an Ontario boy, which would mean that he is in the Toronto area.
Yes.
I'd imagine he grew up being a Blue Jays fan. At least he didn't wear a Blue Jays jersey.
Sure.
That would be a little, I think, a little classless.
Yes.
And even then, who cares?
This drama leads us to a simple question today. And we will ask that question first to Zach in Tacoma. Zach, do you care that Shane Wright was not supporting another Seattle team, the Mariners, by not wearing the jersey?
Look, okay, here's the thing. I am a diehard Mariners fan. I grew up in the 90s here, and I have a two-year-old currently, and it was super cool to watch the playoffs with him. But if your country had one baseball team, like that would be pretty special. I think in some ways, being the Pacific Northwest, we're a little bit the Canada of, you know, the rest of the country. I get it. I can get it.
Yeah, I'm not too, like, again, like, I think it'd be weird if he was rocking the Blue Jays jersey in the playoffs.
Sure.
Even if you say, look, I'm a Blue Jays fan, I can't go with the whole Mariners jersey thing, but I don't understand why people are that mad at him.
No, you gotta let it go. Darla from Tacoma, do you care that Shane Wright was not supporting our Seattle Mariners by not wearing their jersey?
Oh, yeah, no. Not at all.
Any reason behind it?
Oh, yes. Canada is nothing but America's hat.
Okay. I know we're declaring war on Canada in this conversation, but here we are.
Oh, my God. Jen, you're in Pacific. Do you care that Shane Wright wasn't supporting the Seattle Mariners?
Not even a little bit, because it doesn't matter where I am. I'm going to rep my Seattle teams, whether I'm a Mariner, whether I'm a Seahawk, whether I'm a Kraken. I am diehard Northwest, Seattle all the way. So you're not going to make me wear a Toronto Blue Jays jersey no matter what, right? I am true to the blue always.
Yeah, I love
but,
that.
So we still need to trade him, right? That's obviously. Yes. I do love how people are like all going up in arms about it, and then somebody brought up a good point, like, well, if they love him so much, why didn't they draft him? And I was like, well, that's a solid point. That's a
really good point. Paul, you're in West Seattle this morning, and we want to know if you care that Shane Wright was not supporting the Seattle Mariners.
Absolutely, I care. This is a family community. No matter if you're a Kraken, a Mariner, Seahawks, Husky, we all got to stick together, man.
So even though he just chose not to wear it, it's not like he was rocking a Blue Jays hat, and that still bothers you.
Oh, absolutely. Even though he's from Toronto, he should be wearing a Mariners hat if he's playing for the Kraken, damn it.
I remember, do you remember like the last season, the season before? I can't remember which player it was on a Texas, it might have been the Houston Texans. It might have been their quarterback. He was rocking a Seattle Mariners hat. And people were like, how are you doing that when you have the Houston Astros? Like a reporter brought it up. And he's like, dude, don't get it twisted. I wear this hat. I have a hat on pretty much every single team and it matches my outfit today. And that was his reason. He's just like, I don't care about the Mariners. It matches my shirt.
Fashion.
Right. And so we're like, still, you shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, God. Our simple question for Chantel on I-5, do you care that Shane Wright was not supporting the Mariners?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I agree with the other guy that was talking. If you're playing for the Kraken, you should be repping the Mariners. Especially since we've never made it to the World Series. I mean, come on.
Well, I remember when people were giving like Matty Beniers a hard time because it came out like when he was first got drafted by Seattle, he said how he was a New England Patriots fan because he's from Boston, and there were people just like, we made a terrible decision drafting this guy. I'm like, I don't know why I don't get too worked up about that kind of stuff.
Nah, you just gotta let it go.
Danny, what about you?
It kind of bothers me.
It does.
I don't know why, but like I was just like, come on, guys.
Is it because he has a smug face just in general?
Well, that too. Yeah, I just want to punch him.
Okay. So it doesn't even matter what hat he's wearing. He could be wearing like a kid's Bob hat. You still hate him.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, the Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of its chorus? If so, we have the hookup on tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. And also, if you go and buy these tickets yourself, $1 from every ticket purchase for the 3 p.m. show goes to our charity of choice, and that would be Operation Warm.
Shout out to Trans-Siberian Orchestra for working with us on something like that. That's awesome.
Very cool. And it's Andy from Marysville playing for the tickets today. What's up, Andy?
Hello.
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with Steve Miggs or me.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn Daly? Will it be Steve Miggs? Let's figure it out right now. It's going to be me.
Oh, wow. My hair.
By the smallest of hairs.
All right, Andy, here is your clip.
It's Metallica. Enter Sandman, right?
Hell yeah, it is.
Awesome.
All right, Andy's making this look easy, Steve.
I remember being a kid, though, being so confused because I liked the song, but it sounded nothing like the Metallica that I grew up loving. So I was just like, they don't sound thrashy anymore. They just sound like a rock band. This is a really freaking good song.
It is a great song.
Still is.
All right, Steve, here is your clip.
Oh. Freaking love this song. AC/DC, Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Andy. You won the tickets.
Thank you. Well done.
Oh, yeah. You too as well, man.
You just crushed it.
You made this game easy. Do you remember which Mariners pitcher was it that came out to this relief pitcher?
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember.
J.J.
Putz?
Poots? I think his name was spelled Putz, but I think it was J.J. Poots.
Either way, I'm glad that's not my last name.
I was always so excited, though, when he would be, because he was our big closer at the time, and then all of a sudden they would be playing that song and everyone would chant, J.J. Putz.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we have talked about anything this morning that you would like to chat with us about, you can call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Linkin Park. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK.
Some text messages are coming in. Somebody said, hey, can we say congratulations to Ooh, Sarah, and J-Rubs on their baby boy from Rose and Tacoma? Another text, Taryn, Steve, Danny, BJ Shea is a grandpa. Can we get a congrats shout out to the family?
It's so exciting.
Yes.
So I think Friday or Saturday. I can't even remember.
It's been a crazy weekend. None crazier for us. I mean, we've had crazy weekends. None crazier than for Sarah, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
So I feel like she was in the hospital for at least
a couple days.
According to her social media pages, I mean, granted, her dad seemed to break the news before she wanted him to on social media, which is on brand for BJ Shea. But yeah, she was there for at least 24 hours, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, yeah. It's crazy. Well, and it's funny, they're like, oh yeah, BJ was a grandpa. It's like, we've known BJ was a grandpa for years, okay?
Yes.
He's just officially a grandpa.
Now he's really stepping into the role, for sure.
A few more days, it would have been a Halloween baby.
On the baby pool that Lily and I had, we were both pining for a Halloween baby. And Sarah did not want a Halloween baby.
I messaged her and told her that you already missed the chance to have her child be born on the same day as mine. I was telling her that you should induce this child so they'd have him on October 3rd.
Ooh.
I mean, that would be so much greatness on October 3rd. Like, I don't even know if the world would be ready for that.
Sarah's child, me, and Tommy Lee. I mean, you just can't go wrong with those three.
Yeah, no. We do have a...
And Dave Winfield for us baseball fans.
We do have an exclusive on the baby's name. It is Danny, Steve, Taryn, Rubs.
Yes, DST. It's the old DST.
At least it's not STD.
Ooh.
Wow. Our initials are STD?
Oh, my God.
How are we just figuring this out?
Can we put it on a shirt somewhere?
Guys, I'd like to make a suggestion for renaming the show.
The D. STD. It's like when I was called Steve the producer, everyone would call me STP. And then one of my buddies was like, good thing you're not the director of the show. And it didn't hit me until about 45 seconds later. And I was like, that's a strange thing to say. There's no directors in radio. It's just producers. And I was like, STD. Got it. Go ahead.
That's fun.
Yeah, no, I think we'll pass on that. It is funny you bring that up because last week, and we had a couple of texts about it, we were playing that audio of Paul Stanley from Kiss, and Danny, you missed it, but I think I've played it for you before because it's one of my favorite videos. When he ramps up the song Love Gun, and he tells this long story about going to the doctor because, you know, he's having a little problem down there, and he's pointing at his crotch area, saying, basically alluding that he thinks he might have an STD, so he goes there, but the nurse finds him hot, and they start making out, and then she puts her hand down his pants. And somebody brought up a good point. He's like, why would the nurse want to hook up with someone who's at the doctor's for an STD? And I'm like, you know, I don't think Paul Stanley thought that one through.
And maybe she just didn't have standards.
That, you know what? That's a good point.
That could be it, too.
Are there any... No, mind. That's a stupid question. I was going to say, are there anybody, like, celebrity that you're like, I'd be willing to take the chance? Is it Geddy Lee?
No! I am not sexually attracted to Geddy Lee.
Sure.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics, 206-803-ROCK.
All right, somebody left this voice message earlier, but we didn't get to it. So let's check out this voice message, which you can leave through the Odyssey app.
So this message is for Migs. Migs, my family and I went to Trapper's Sushi on Friday night. We ordered boat one and boat two of the sushi. Oh, my gato. Those boats were so big.
Did you just say, oh, my gato?
Oh, my gato. Oh, my cat.
I love it.
But the sushi was so delicious. Oh my gosh. If you haven't ordered those boats before, definitely recommend it. Okay, bye.
Well, you don't need to twist our arm to go to Trapper's, but usually when we go to Trapper's, we just do all you can eat. I've never had the boat.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what the boat is?
I don't know what the boat is.
Have you ever been to a sushi place where they have the boat?
What's the boat?
It's like a big wooden boat, and they just like load it up with sushi. I've been to a sushi place, one of our radio conventions, and somebody ordered it, and I was like, what is this? Like, this looks like a lot of fun. It's just this giant wooden boat. And then they just put a crap ton of sushi in there.
I am down. I would love to go out for boats with you guys.
Says the lady who has four pieces of sushi and is like, I'm so full, guys.
You can order like the dinghy. You're not getting the boat.
You're not deserving of the boat, John Daly.
I had three rolls. That was pretty good.
And you had Danny and I eat like half of one of those rolls.
Every single one. She's like, you guys want an extra piece? I don't know if I can eat this whole thing.
God.
But maybe, maybe the next time we go to Trapper's, let's get the boat.
I would love to see the boat in real life. That looks fantastic.
I've seen other people get it when I've gone to Trapper Sushi, and I'm always like, that looks amazing. But I'm looking at my wife and my daughter. I'm like, this serves them not at all. Like, yeah. This is not going to be a plant-based friendly experience for them. But I'm down to try the boat.
We should do it.
All right, so what are we doing this week? Are we going to the boat?
We're going out for boats.
Yes. Are you going to eat more than three rolls worth?
Yes.
Danny, you know it'd be funny if we get there, we order the boat, you and I just eat like two pieces of sushi, which sounds like a stretch, but let's try. And then we leave the rest for town.
Oh, no. It's the boat challenge.
I'm willing to starve just to see you miserable trying to finish all that fish.
I could try.
So what's in it? Does it say?
No.
Besides, like, a lot of freaking sushi?
I can't. Yeah. And I'm wondering if it's, like, chef's choice.
It might be.
The menu won't load for me.
Yeah, I think sometimes, like, a lot of those things, it's just, like, what's the fresh fish at the time? Or what's, what do they want to throw on the boat?
I'm just surprised that this is the first time I'm ever hearing about this.
Wow, in any sushi place.
At
most sushi places, they have the boat.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the place I always go in Stanwood and see if I just, like, blurt out, I'm here for the boat, like, if they know what I'm talking about or not.
Please video yourself doing it and the reaction of the people, because maybe I'm wrong and not every sushi place has a boat, and I would love for you to look like an idiot. Only because I love you.
I know.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We hope that you can join the party on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. We're calling it Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And Steve, I've got to say, yesterday at the cribbage tournament, one of the couples I was talking to, they've got tickets for the show.
Let's go.
And they're like, we can't wait for Hollywood Undead.
Same here.
Oh, on top of that, Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pre-Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, and more. Grab your tickets at KISW.com. There's a man from California named Benoy, and he was able to fight off two home intruders with his Owala water bottle. This is him telling his story.
I just hear, and then the alarm starts going off. So I grabbed it, and then I don't know what possessed me, but I got up and walked towards the door. I stood here, and through the crack in glass, I saw two men, both with their hoods up. We sort of just awkwardly looked at each other for a couple of seconds before he lunged towards my waist. I swung once, hit him kind of on the temple, and then again on the side of his head. And I gave him a couple of very, very hard hits on the top of his head. He stumbled backwards and then started trying to climb back over the fence. Cops arrived shortly thereafter. All was fine.
So I don't know if you know those water bottles.
I do.
I mean, those tin water bottles.
They're very popular.
I never thought that you could use it as a weapon.
This is a great thing to know for the future. I mean, I'm not really a weapon carrying person.
Some people keep a machete by their bed. Some people keep a gun by their bed. I'm keeping a water. My wife does have a water bottle by the bed.
Apparently, that's all you need.
Yeah, take some people out that way. That's impressive.
I'm really impressed as well.
Good. Well, mental note: keep a water bottle by your bed at all times.
The Daily Mix Show.
It looks like there are some folks down in the South Sound that are still without power after the weekend's wild weather. So we're going to break it down in the Daily Mix download after Nirvana.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And we are joined in the studio by a man who gives out full-size candy bars to the children in his neighborhood, Ryan Cassa.
Yeah, we take this Halloween stuff very seriously.
You guys have a very spooky porch. You guys have the setup. It's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mess around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have all your candies ready?
Oh, yeah. I made the mistake of buying them a little too soon, so let's just say that I don't have all of the candy I started with.
You have to test them and make sure they're good for the kids.
Yeah,
you know?
When was the last time you had a full-size Butterfinger?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Well, don't, because you'll have 10 more, because they're fantastic.
Oh, dude, that same with the Mr. Good Bar. I just saw a full-size Mr. Good Bar. I'm like, I need to buy this. Yeah. For myself, not for the children.
I can't remember the last. It was probably last year around Halloween when I bought full-size candy bar. I was like, I forgot how good a Butterfinger is. These are great.
My wife's already going. She's like, bring this stuff to your work. We can't have this in our house. And it's not even Halloween yet. And we're already dumping stuff off here at the station.
Yeah.
So enjoy those cookies.
I appreciate
them. They're very good.
Very good.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. A lot of people dealing with some issues when it comes to power. I know we got a couple people texting in earlier this morning that there's some residents in the Lacey, Olympia area still without power. Over 165,000 Puget Sound Energy customers lost power over the weekend, ourselves included. We lost it a couple of times, but thankfully power's back on, but they're trying to figure all that stuff out. They think everything should be good as of today or the next day because the weather's going to be better. So fingers crossed.
In Seattle's Ballard and West Seattle neighborhoods, there's a place called Lazy Dog Crazy Dog that is shut down indefinitely because there were a bunch of threats coming in following some sort of an employee animal cruelty charge.
Oh.
This accused worker allegedly killed a dog.
Mitch.
And there's been Mitch the dog. And a lot of people are pretty upset about that, obviously. And so there's a lawsuit pending.
Who opens up a dog daycare and doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, it just blows my mind that like someone would just like have a place like that where you think, okay, they're animal lovers. They're going to be able to have a company or a business that takes care of dogs. And then here you got.
Did they hire some jerk or was it one of the owners?
That's a good question.
Yeah, just as an employee, you're right. So probably just. Oh, still, regardless.
Terrible.
Awful.
All right, tonight, big things going on for Seattle Sounders fans as the postseason begins.
Let's go.
So what it sounds like, and we have our two resident Sounders experts for our big Sounders analysis now.
Oh, yeah.
They're underdogs, huh?
Yeah, well, look, the MLS playoff system is dumb, and they change it feels like every year, so we'll see how it goes.
But Minnesota United.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
What do you guys think?
I'm glad it's not here because I really don't want to go to a game tonight.
And that has been your Sounders coverage on The Rock of Seattle.
Also from the world of sports, Yoshinobu Yamamoto threw a four-hit complete game to lead the Dodgers past the Blue Jays 5-1.
Hey, he's earning his $312-something million dollars that he's getting.
The teams are now tied at one game apiece for the World Series, and Yamamoto became the first pitcher since 2001 to record consecutive postseason complete games. Game 3 is tonight at 5 o'clock on Fox in Los Angeles.
Also in the world of sports, the federal authorities have now charged more than 30 people in two connected investigations when it comes to illegal sports betting and poker schemes. This is all happening with the NBA, and it definitely hits a little close to home, a little bit, you know, south in Portland, as like their coach, Chauncey Billups, is a part of this. They placed him on leave. They have an interim head coach as well, and I don't know if you guys caught what was going on during the Portland Trailblazers Clippers game. So while one of the Blazers players was at the free throw line, the fans, they started chanting this. FBI. This is just, I think, a great way to kind of get under the skin of the team.
You mean Portland has been throwing games and they're not that terrible?
Dude, I saw some, like, some people are like showing footage of the people who have been included into these accusations, and they're like, look at this player's performance in certain, they have like a montage of them where it looks like they're absolutely throwing moments in the game.
You showed me a couple clips and I'm like, that looks sus, as the kids would say. Very sus.
We got Monday Night Football tonight. The Commanders are taking on the Chiefs. We play the Commanders next week, so hopefully the Commanders just get beat down.
Yeah.
They're hurting. They won't be able to perform well against the Seahawks next Sunday night.
They cry.
And they cry for an entire week. And good luck to the Sounders. As far as weather, in the high of 54 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.